AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they have no specific credible intelligence about a potential threat to the United States.
Your law enforcement, national security, intelligence communities are continually on the job, continually evaluating and reevaluating our posture.
Johnson says they are concerned about the possibility of copycat attacks following the attacks in Paris. In New York this morning, emergency responders staged a drill simulating active shooters in a Manhattan subway station.
It's the latest in an ongoing series of exercises involving the coordination efforts between emergency response services in New York City, police, fire, Office of Emergency Management, and Homeland Security.
New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says this drill had been planned for some time. Today, the brother of Salah Abdeslam, thought to have played a key role in the Paris attacks and believed to be on the run in Belgium, appealed to him to turn himself in. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is not backing off on his call for a database for all refugees coming from Syria.
When the Syrian refugees are going to start pouring into this country, we don't know if they're ISIS. We don't know if it's a Trojan horse. And I definitely want a database and other checks and balances.
Trump was on ABC's This Week. He also refused to rule out an independent bid for president next year. The snow has moved out of the Midwest and the cold has moved in. Low temperatures in some places could drop below zero. Leading up to kickoff for today's Bears game in Chicago, it's 26 degrees at Soldier Field. The number one movie this weekend at the box office.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76th Hunger Games.
The final Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay Part 2, brought in more than $100 million for opening weekend. But it was the weakest showing of the four Hunger Game films. I'm Ed Donahue. This is AP Radio News. In the NFL, the Carolina Panthers put their unbeaten record on the line at home today against the Washington Redskins. Washington coach Jay Gruden says quarterback Cam Newton must be stopped for them to win.
You can make a case for him for MVP right now. You know, he's playing like it. He's got their teams in great position to win at the end of games, and he's making plays in key situations at the goal line, third down, like you say. So he's playing at a very high level.
In Chicago, it'll be Brock Osweiler and not the injured Peyton Manning starting for the Denver Broncos against the Bears. Coach Gary Kubiak says there's no need to dumb down the playbook for Osweiler.
There's a point where you go back and, you know, you study him and you see what he's done, what he feels most comfortable with and those type of things. But as far as volume of game plan and stuff, I'm very comfortable doing anything with him. He can handle it.
Also today in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers are at Minnesota, and tonight, big matchup, Cincinnati is at Arizona. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.